Hello and welcome to the Secrets of LEGO Universe podcast. I'm Neil Beely.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Aaron Walk.
And we have a exciting...
content drop!
What?
Content drop! Long awaited.
The Power of the Nexus Force update has come. The new faction kits have come. Capes have come. Everything has come. Yay!
Spider Queen has come and has been smashed thousands of times by now.
Yeah. So, all that cool new stuff. And we've got a great show because we've got news and all that. Yeah, I bought the black cape, and then I have, like, the regular brown one.
Yeah, I have all the ones that aren't from Mystery, except my faction capes.
Yeah. Yo, you have your faction capes? Oh, never mind.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's right. So, how about you shoot into a couple of the articles that were leading up to, and then the Power of the Nexus Force update? AG.
So here we have the Power of the Nexus Force release and the Spider Queen. New players now have a quest line in Avent Gardens that ends with a fight on the Blockyard property fighting the Spider Queen. Current players will be able to experience the early to mid-level battle by going to the launch pad in the Spider Cave in Avent Gardens. All players can experience the Spider Cave knee-deep with spiderlings.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Rocket Contest winner.
Yay!
The January Rocket Contest winner has been added to vendor Ace Warp Drive in Nexus Tower. And it's a very cool looking rocket.
And by the way, I bought those pieces and I'm making the rocket right now.
Nice.
It's awesome.
LEGO Club Car and Rocket. A new LEGO Club themed rocket and car will be available for purchase from the vendor in the LEGO Club Zone.
I didn't get that yet.
75 new achievements have been added throughout LEGO Universe. 15 new daily missions have been added to Avent Gardens and one to Nimbus Station. 20 new missions have been added to the Venture Explorer, Avent Gardens, and Nimbus Station. Join the Nexus Force Path. The path to join the Nexus Force and join a faction has been changed for new minifigs. Existing minifigures who have landed in Avent Gardens or Nimbus Plaza and not joined a faction will find all of the Avent Gardens quests completed for them and the rewards sent to their in-game mailbox. They will be ready to join a faction in Nimbus Station. For existing minifigures who are already part of a faction, the new missions will be completed for them and the rewards sent to their in-game mailbox. Venture Explorer and Avent Gardens. There have been several changes to the mission flow in the Venture Explorer and Avent Gardens for new minifigures. A new Ninjago emissary, Rocco Sirocco, has a mission teaching players how to use their mailbox. As a reward, he shows off the power of Spinjitzu. The Venture Explorer now features several new classic rockets and a mix of colors with achievements for getting them all. Existing players can collect them and return to the Venture Explorer instance or purchase them in Avent Gardens.
Yeah, oh wow, there's like that's really cool. There's like blue and pink and
blue, pink, yellow, and I knew about those. I saw those in the game files and I was wondering what they were, then that's what they were.
I don't really want them.
The pod and steampunk rocket modules now drop when smashing strongwing mechs in Avent Gardens. There's a new tutorial voiceover guide that guide the player in early stages. Players logging into a map that has been revised will be reset to the newest respawn point. Some of us have experienced that already. Mm-hmm. Crux Prime. Good news. The Nexus Force initiative in Crux Prime is succeeding. Fewer Maelstrom monsters will now spawn as a result. The amount of coins and tokens dropped by monsters in Crux Prime have been increased. Named Maelstrom monsters will now spawn a bit more often to inspire their troops, and daily missions to smash named Maelstrom monsters have been replaced by achievements.
Yay!
Leveling and progression. We've talked about this before. A new leveling system based on player U-score has been added to the game. Existing players will have their old U-score converted the first time they log into their minifigures. Any rewards granted by levels, such as brown capes or owls, etc., will be placed in the minifigure's backpack or mailed to them if they do not have the room. Players will see their own level in the top corner of the screen, including a new bar to track how much more you score. They need to go up a level. So if you were wondering what that bar means, that shows you how close you are to the next level. All existing achievements and missions have had their U score rebalanced. Items. Paradox Shinobi faction gear is available. Rank 1 and 2 are available from the Paradox vendor in Nimbus Plaza. Rank 3 is available from the Paradox vendor in Nexus Tower. And Assembly Inventor faction gear is now available. Rank 1 and 2 from the Assembly vendor in Nimbus Plaza. 3 available from the vendor in Nexus Tower. Sentinel Space Ranger faction gear. Rank 1 and 2 available from the vendor in Nimbus Plaza. 3 from the vendor in Nexus Tower. Venture League Adventurer faction gear is now available. 1 and 2, you get the idea, Nimbus Plaza.
Yeah.
3 from Nexus Tower, and capes are now available. Capes are worn in the shoulder neck slot and are available in a variety of colors.
Yes, I can say where they are. So
we'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Valiant capes for all rank 3 faction kits are also available. These capes count toward the faction kit set bonus. Some capes are available as rewards for reaching certain levels, including the Nexus Force cape. Several items have had their stats changed, and as a result, have had their price and or rarity changed. Here's a few examples. The Firecracker now deals 3 damage instead of 1. A Dragon Helm Mark 1 has been changed to 2 armor, 1 imagination. The faction token cost of rank 2 gear pieces has been lowered from 80 to 60 tokens. And there are various fixes that have been implemented in this drop. Miscellaneous tweaks and bug fixes have been made, including the amount of coins dropped when a player is smashed has been reduced by 50%. Yay.
Yay.
Performance has improved in the Venture Explorer, Avant Gardens, and Nimbus Station. Higher frame rates and less hitching. Dragging a brick or model from your backpack will cause your minifigure to equip his thinking hat automatically. Property load times have been improved. Using consumable items from slot 5 on the action bar will now take items from the smallest stack first instead of the first stack it finds. When the last item of a stack is consumed, its icon will disappear from slot 5 on the action bar. Music should now play for all players on a property instead of just the owner. Players can no longer delete a mail that is an undeletable attachment, such as a mission item. They must first remove the item from their backpack or the item into their backpack, and then they can delete the mail. Daily missions to visit properties in Avant Gardens and Nimbus Station now include Avant Grove and Nimbus Isle. Players can now complete the final Nexus Tower Achiever achievement. Coin and faction token drops have been decreased in Gnarled Forest. Changes have been made to limit the abuse of sending invites to become friends, team up, and trade.
Wait, yay. What? What's...
So if somebody keeps bugging somebody else to team up or trade or be their friend, it will limit that somehow.
Oh, cool.
Clicking on the mission icon for a completed mission now shows the orange Return to Mission Giver pop-up. Nimbus Station features new signage to help guide players, which looks really cool if you haven't seen it. Treehouse and Space Fort reward model sets are available for sale in the Avant Gardens picnic area. If you try to whisper or team chat with certain players, a message will appear that they cannot... that tell you they cannot receive your chat because they're playing in a free-to-play account.
Ah.
If you try to best friend certain players, you may get a message that they can't because they're playing on a free-to-play account, and the same with trading. There are a few known issues. New top tiers for the Nexus Force Commendation and LEGO Universe Commendation achievements will not be completable by all players until future content comes online. Some icons may not appear immediately if download during play is selected, and loading each world will take a little longer the first time after this update is downloaded, but will be quicker than before on subsequent times.
As is the new patcher.
So that is the news from the release notes.
Thank you. Very, very cool. And again, I'm looking forward to going to Colorado, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Absolutely. So, do you want to talk about capes, or do you want to talk about what levels we're at?
Yeah, Aaron, fill me in on if I forget about something about the capes. So, from Nimbus Station, you can buy over by the Nexus Tower launch pad in the Nimbus Station Race Place area. the guy who sells clothing sells a yellow cape and an orange cape. 50,000 each.
Nexus Towers sells 5 capes that you had to require. You had to require a level 30, and that is the red cape, the blue cape, the green cape, the pink cape, and the purple cape. It also sells another one, which is a Nexus Force cape, which requires level 40. And I think all those capes are 50,000.
And actually, the Nexus Force cape is 20,000, but I don't know why is it, Aaron? Because don't you get it for 40? Getting 40. So why are they selling it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it for free when you reach level 40.
Okay. So, I guess
you delete it.
Well, you can go to your achievement vendor.
Good. Well, anyway, yeah. Also, Mr. Ree sells black and white capes.
Yeah.
I bought the black one. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I haven't found them with the capes yet. I've been wanting them.
Yeah. Here's a tip about Mr. Ree that a fan sent in. We had no idea what it meant, but I finally figured it out. So what you do, if you don't like what Mr. Ree is selling, here's what you do. You go up to a random player that's in your server that you can see, block them, and then switch user or log out, and then go back in as that same character. And since you blocked them, you won't show up on the same server as them. So you will now have Mr. Ree. You'll now be able to find Mr. Ree with a different assortment of items. And then, of course, just to be kind, you can unblock that person after you have used them to help you get something from Mr. Ree.
That's interesting. I didn't know if you blocked a character that it would basically send you to a server that they're not on.
I didn't either.
By default. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I knew that. I forgot about that. Who sent you all that mail?
I don't know.
I would have to go back and look.
We'll probably see somebody in the chat room saying, I did. This new rocket is not the Lego Club one, but the other one. It is really awesome. It's huge, and it looks like really, really cool. So, really liking that.
Yep, I'm gonna get the Lego Club one right now.
Oh, okay. Tell me if it's cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what time it is. It's time for Gear Report. Let's see. Okay, here's our gear report. This is not a piece of gear that will drop for you, but this is an Avant Garden's mission item. The plunger gun. Now, at the end of Avant Garden's, at the little picnic area, you can see... I think it's the cowboy, and he gives you a mission to go shoot 6 targets in Avant Gardens. And he gives you a plunger gun. Now, this is a left-handed weapon, so it's not a real gun, but it's really funny. And also, there's a couple others, but all those picnickers, every single one of those picnickers in Avant Gardens sell models now. Kind of cool. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah, they sell models and they give missions.
That's right.
Later, they're going to have featured props.
Oh, that's awesome. And like, you can just like teleport to it right from them. You guys want to shout out to the new show that you guys are in the making of?
Yeah,
we're not 100% sure what it's going to even be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We got each stream account up.
Yeah.
I can make it very easily, though.
I wish you luck with that.
Might do something else. We had thought about doing live like y'all doing.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
Way back.
You stream is. I would like to shout out to something that is kind of cool. So, I've been doing some LEGO Universe stuff with my little sister, Hannah. She is 5. And let's see. And I'm making this really awesome prop. It's probably going to stay private, but it's awesome. And I've got, like, the coolest door on it that I brick built. I'll have to make a little video of it and put it up on the site. and I will be back, and you guys cover some property stuff or whatever.
Okay. Aaron, you can start.
Really, Neil? After I play your theme song?
Yeah, just play that.
Oh my goodness, now, this is awesome. The Lego Club rocket is pretty cool.
Kind of looks like something out of Toy Story, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I just realized I have, like...
And FYI, everyone, Out of Bounds stinks in AGB as they changed it, so everything is higher up and you can't get, like, anywhere. Terrible.
Yeah.
Just fall to the ground and there's nothing to do.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted to mention the speed boost that you get. What, is it level 20? You get the permanent speed boost?
Yeah.
I saw some stuff in the forums about... I mean, to me, it wasn't obvious that I'd gotten a speed boost, but what Figmentia says is that it's kind of subtle, but you can... If you race somebody who is, like, a lower level than you in just a foot race, then you'll notice that you're faster than they are. Have you guys noticed a difference from the speed boost?
Yeah.
Not really.
Quite better than before.
Yeah, I haven't actually done a foot race since I got the speed boost to see if my time goes up, but I suspect it would.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Alright, I'm back, and my little sister Hannah would like to say something.
Lego Universe rocks!
Very nice, Hannah.
Alright.
Hannah is 5, by the way. She likes to play with her brother. I think he's building a property with her on one of his property areas and putting, you know, animals and stuff on there for her. So she has fun with that.
It's funny. All right, let's see. So what did you guys cover while I was gone?
And the Lego Club rocket.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it cool, Aaron?
It's kind of like something out of Toy Story.
Huh. That's fun.
Copying me, eh, Aaron?
I'm just repeating what you said.
I know.
I just put it together. I'm looking at it now. It's like a blue cylinder with three prongs on the back.
Sweet. Hey, Dad, how about you go over and tell us the property of the week? And while you're doing that, let's do a character of the week. The character of the week is... Let's see. What's Brandon's... Let's do both. So Brandon, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, his username is Fire Shadow Boy. So.
And also shout out to... Brickon, Cellist, Masbits, and Zapzagon Meteor, who are in the chat room with us tonight.
And Brickend, and Brickend.
And Hunter Blackbrick.
Yeah, Hunter Blackbrick.
And Dread Dog, who I didn't see until I refreshed. What's up, cool. Everybody?
Yeah. All right, thanks. So
I did hear something that was interesting. I've heard that free-to-play, you can play from other countries, so you're not limited. I think you can play from Australia, which, you know, they've had trouble before, New Zealand. My understanding is that with the free-to-play version that you are able to play from other countries, which is really cool.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. Let's do another little segment that I just came up with. How about this can be, this can go on for hundreds of shows. Model of the week.
There are a few in the game.
Just a few. So, can I start off? And then you guys, if you have one, you can say it.
Sure.
Go for it.
All right, so let's go with a house model. So a cool house model is house model Windows 6, and it's got curtains on it, and it looks pretty nice. You guys have a model? Or?
Yeah, I've had it before. Probably, I think I broke it down during the job ops.
Oh, of course. So that is our model. So that's our model of the week. Now, what is the property of the week, Dad?
Well, actually, the Hall of Fame hasn't changed since the last time we did it. Hmm. So we can talk about the August contest, which is to create a pet.
Oh, I've seen some of that stuff. The coolest one is the koala, but I've also seen some really great other ones.
Yeah, I think we talked a little bit about this last week, and I read through it. But I just want to remind everybody that contest is going on. And Aaron, you're going to win, right, with your mouse? Is that the deal?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to win.
Okay, well, there you go. Don't bother entering, because Aaron's going to win.
It's going to be in the game.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be cool. I have seen some other cool ones, though, Aaron.
But even if you don't enter, you may want to go take a look at some of the screenshots, because there are some cool pet ideas out there. And some talented people building.
I'm very tempted to say, unlike Aaron.
Aaron and his mighty mouse.
At least you didn't say it like Code did last week.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that was terrible. No offense at all, Jacob. Because
yes, just
cool fan. All right, as I am working on the prop, I'm doing prop now. So let's see.
Something that people might want to know. Well, I like to know.
Yes.
If you see somebody running around with a white owl, white owls can be bought from the from the gear vendor at the Paradox Refinery in Forbidden Valley.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Do you know how much they are?
Yeah, they're like 3,000 points.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
wow.
It.
That's
cool. It has like one armor, but it looks cooler than the other parrot.
Yeah, owl. The white short owl has one armor, and the brown one has one imagination.
That's right.
So they're not that much different, except for the color.
Yeah. Alright, so I have a costume of the week. The king outfit one, because there are a couple other ones, but the one that I would like to say is you get the yellow cape, the king's crown, the elite scimitar and hammer pants and any kingly shirt that you would like to wear. And then I like to use the, what's it called? That you can use the Scutum shield, or I have the heater shield that I use with it. So that's our costume. All right. Do you guys have anything else to say? Oh, I do.
You want to talk about the Spider Queen battle?
Yeah, the Spider Queen battle is perhaps a little bit disappointing, but it's still pretty fun.
Yeah, not much good loot.
No good loot except for Micro City Castle. All I've ever gotten from the Spider Queen is I fought her like twice, and each time she gave me about 2 faction tokens, 10,000 coins, and a Micro City model that was kind of cool. One of the castle ones. Do you know if that pop star person at Nexus Tower sells those?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
10,000 coins, really?
I said 10 coins.
You said 10,000.
I did?
I wish it was.
Yeah.
If it was 10,000, I'd be over there smashing her all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to pay attention to stuff like that, because I usually don't pay attention to how much gold I get for smashing how many coins I get for smashing something. Brickon in the chat room thinks it's 300.
Okay.
Because those capes are not cheap.
No. They're not. I am... Hopefully by next show, I'll have... Even though, since our school is starting up this Monday, and so I will not be on LU a lot, if any, on school days, so you won't be seeing as much of me in the game, but I hopefully will get to level 40 soon.
Yeah, I have large hadron or small hadron collider is level 35, and large hadron the fighter is level 25, and they're both rank 2 with I think one piece of rank 3 gear in the new faction with the new faction kits.
Yeah, I have on Cobra, who I am on, has 31.
That was a cool sound. Where'd that come from?
Came from me doing LDD.
Oh, okay. Sweet. I don't like LDD very much. Neil, you don't have anything to say about Elementron, right?
Nothing.
Ah.
Nothing that we need to say while we're recording.
Especially here.
Yes.
You guys are crazy.
We're not.
I think we knew that before.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We've always been crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy people.
So we're not the only one.
No.
Thanks a lot.
But it was a compliment.
Oh, one more thing, though. If you have any questions for the LEGO Universe team that you want us to ask while we're in Colorado, please, please, please send them to feedback@lusecrets.com, and we will do our best to get them answered for you.
Yeah, and if you would like to make your own post for an article on the site, just mail us that, and we'll put it into a post.
And of course, lusecrets.com is where you will find more information about the podcast and subscribe over there. And if you'd like to join us live, we stream on most Friday nights at about 8 o'clock Eastern time, and you can join us at live.lusecrets.com. We hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Yay!
And currently, Neil is the only one of us who is level 40.
Because he's the man!
Yeah.
Not sure if I agree with that statement.
Why'd it get so quiet all of a sudden?
Because I asked you to do news.
Oh, sorry. I'm reading the chat room. Okay. So, all right.
Okay.